place where the wind does blow.
All right, you're listening to music from the debut album by Continents from Kansas City. The name of the album is Land of Plenty, and my guest today is Jim Button, the sort of figurehead dictator of the band.
Yes, thank you.
Jim, hello. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Sure. Feel free to get up on that mic. It's not going to hurt you.
All right.
I figure singer-songwriter should be more comfortable with those
things. You'd be wrong.
Yeah. Do you have stage fright or anything?
Oh, yeah, man. Well, I mean, sometimes. It just depends. You know, I mean, I don't really like playing solo very much. You know, it's just I have more fun with a band, and you can kind of mess up and not worry so much about it, mm-hmm. I think, mm-hmm. which is kind of nice sometimes.
It's harder for people to talk over you, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But whatever.
Well, so I think a year ago you were playing as... the Jim Button Band, which,
right.
Go figure, I don't know how you came
well,
up with
we
that.
Well, then we switched it to the Button Band.
Got it.
So, we shortened it, take out the Jim.
So basically what happened is your image wasn't selling enough records.
Yeah, that's exactly right. None, because we never put any out, but... I kind of started out with that being the first band, and we did that for a couple of years, like two and a half years or something. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Then we just kind of, I just went in a different direction sort of. And, you know, last summer or so.
Mm-hmm.
And started writing new songs. And I think, I don't know, I guess it was just like, we kind of fizzled out somehow.
Well, Casey from Kelby was in that band.
Right, yeah. My good friend Casey Burge, he was... He was in the band with me, along with my good friend Brandon Naki and EJ Lawrence on the drums. But Casey ended up moving to Georgia for a little while.
And, you got football scholarship, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He's really big into like raw foods and stuff, superfoods and whatnot. And so he went down there.
Wanted some of them boiled peanuts. go to the source.
Yeah, go straight to it. Although I don't know if you could boil them, I think that would be against the raw food thing. But hey,
oh, good call.
You got to know about it. You know,
God, so hard.
There's so many. There's a lot of things. A lot of rules.
Yeah. Have you ever tried it?
I did. Yeah. I mean, really? I did it for. I mean, I only did it for like sort of a month, like legitimately.
That's pretty hardcore, still.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I gave it my best, and then, and then I don't know. I did veganism for like three years maybe. And then I'm just kind of vegetarian now. So.
All cheeseburgers now.
Yeah, just all cheeseburgers and pizzas and whatnot.
Were any songs on this record inspired by your raw food diet?
No, but I have an extreme like interest and curiosity about like pretty much everything. So I kind of just like to dabble in like anything that comes along because I'm super excited about stuff.
Scientology.
And, well, I mean, you know. That's for other folks, you know, not for me, but I think it's just like an overall big interest in the world, and so I kind of went in that direction.
Cool.
I took that road for a little while.
All right. Well, maybe we can talk about some of your other dabblings in
sure.
a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll listen to some more music. The song is called "Be a Guide."
Time capsule.
Now, it says in the liner notes, which come on a lovely Xeroxed color sheet of paper.
Hey, man, I designed that myself.
Way to go. Way to go. Looks good. Yeah. It says that you, you know, played and performed, I guess, same thing. All the instruments on this record, is that pretty much the case?
Yeah, right. No, everything, all aspects of it are all me, actually. I write all the songs, at least for this recording. You know, I wrote all the songs and played all the instruments, recorded everything myself, mixed it, all that stuff. All the album design and packaging and everything, I designed and did all that stuff, too. So,
Do you have difficulty interacting with other people?
No. No, I have a good time with it, you know?
That's cool.
I have a good time.
What is the best part about only sort of doing it yourself and being in control of every part of the process?
Well, I guess that I can get things done, you know, at my own pace and not have other people telling me, like, this is what you should do, like, this is what the direction we should take, you know, because I have all these things in my head. I just want to have the freedom to get them out, you know. I'm really into the idea of, you know, just kind of like total expression, and it's, you know, it's music, it's art, whatever, you know, visual art, anything, like, it's just trying to get it out, you know,
just out of throwing darts against the wall, just seeing what sticks.
I mean, it's just kind of like, that's what you got to do, you know, to kind of, at least for me, to kind of make myself feel good about my life. Like, try to get stuff out, you know?
I got the feeling there was a little bit more experimentation on this record, a little bit of trying things outside of whatever your normal sort of comfort zone is. Maybe a little bit less straightforward pop. Was that something that was a little bit, I don't know, how did that come about? Was it intentional or
But it was totally natural. I mean, you know, like, it was, because I was at the time, a long time ago, you know, with the Button Band stuff, it was a lot more like sort of bluesy, and
or like Beatles or
it was a lot of those influences. But at the time, I was, you know, I was just really into like pre-war blues kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like Robert Johnson, like Son House, all that stuff.
Pre-World War II.
Sure, yeah.
Or World War One. That would be super pre.
Any of the pre's. Yeah, I guess
pre
two.
Operation
two.
Iraqi Freedom.
Yeah, pre that. Yeah, pre that.
Mostly Eric Clapton and...
Yeah, you know, like any kind of smooth adult contemporary thing. No, so I was really into that stuff, and then I think, I don't know, I just kind of like closed off a lot of like sort of newer music and things like that, and
bashed your computer against the wall.
Yeah,
got a Victrola.
Yeah, you know, and you know, so at some point I finally like realized, like, oh, you know, there's a lot of really cool stuff coming out. Like, I really, it, like, it just sort of snowballed after that, and so I just really got into that stuff, and just a lot of different things, African pop, like Tropicália stuff. Like
what are some good starting points if one wants to get into African pop or Tropicália?
Oh man, I have no idea. Tropicália though, like, I was kind of introduced to all that stuff. My good friend Maria, like, her family's Peruvian, and I sort of, you know, her dad is just has all this stuff. So, you know, she's kind of over time gotten all that stuff, and then I have sort of stumbled across it and just kind of fell in love with it, you know. So, I don't know. I kind of just like searched that stuff out, you know, because I'm just a rabid fan of music in general, just all sorts and types. And I don't know. So.
Cool. Well, here's a little African pop number called A Lossless Dialogue.
Right, yeah.
Straight from the source.
Straight from it.
Yep. Yeah. And we'll be right back.
Back to the car, and I remember all the school.
song's called This Is Only Time. Yeah. What can you tell us about that song, Jim?
I don't know. I think it was, I sort of wrote it in the like last winter, I think. And I kind of just go through these different periods of thing. That's why I, like all the songs are a little bit different. And kind of carry a different style. And I think it's just, you know.
So it's like, not like a Nickelback album.
No, I mean, you know, I just like to try a lot of different stuff, you know. I like different sounds and
drugs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah.
Different stuff.
No, I don't know. You know, different sounds specifically. But so I wrote it in the wintertime. It was sort of it was sort of a heavy winter. I mean, as far as like sort of emotionally or something, you know.
They always are.
They always are, man. And at least in Kansas City, it's cold and just hard. But
murder capital of the world.
Yeah, so, you know, it was just like sort of writing. It was like a sort of a, almost a grieving process or something, or like stepping back. And like this, there's this thing I always do when I'm sort of in like kind of depressed or something, you know, it's just like kind of like step back from that. I'm just like, man, in the whole grand scheme of thing, like this big kind of bigger picture, like my life is pretty minuscule. Like it doesn't, like this little bit of time, this grieving process now is only going to make me like appreciate the like, peaks, the higher points, you know, that much more.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this is just kind of about that, and this kind of statement, this is the only time. It's just like, you know, it's everything just goes through its cycles, there are natural processes, and so it's that kind of idea, I guess, that just time is what it is, you know, it'll just come and go. I mean, well, time will always be pretty constant, but the times that you're in will sort of go in different directions.
Hmm. That's a pretty deep thought, Jim. Do you read a lot of Deepak Chopra?
No. Yeah. I read the local newspaper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of deep thought in the...
deep thought, you know. It's the opinion section. That's where I get all my opinions from.
The comics, mostly.
Comics, mostly.
Yeah. Comics are going downhill, man. I tell you what.
Yeah.
I don't know the last time I picked up a good, solid comics page.
Yeah. It's been a while.
What's your favorite comic? Your favorite Sunday funny?
Well, I mean, I always used to love Calvin and Hobbes. But, I mean, obviously that's not in there anymore, but I still would, like, just go and read those books, you know, because they're amazingly written and drawn, so.
I agree, indeed.
I love the illustrations. They're just really good.
Mm-hmm.
Just really well done.
Marmaduke was a favorite of mine.
Really? Marmaduke?
That crazy dog and all of his antics. You just never know what is going to happen next.
I guess, yeah.
But enough about Marmaduke. Let's talk about continents. This song is called Charlotte Street, and we'll listen a little bit. See, this is a song you put in the record specifically for talkover during podcasts.
Yeah, that's probably true. I didn't think about it at the time.
It's kind of an instrumental interlude a la Flaming Lips.
You know. I suppose so. I don't know where that one came from. You know, like, I recorded it on 4th of July, just like in a... Because I used to live in Kansas City on Charlotte Street in this house, and I had sort of a basement studio going for a little while, and I just had the door open, and locusts were going, and fireworks and things, and I thought, oh, that's pretty nice, like, I'm just gonna record that, and then I sort of came up with a melody and stuff, and it was sort of, like, waltz-inspired or something, and sort of, I'm a really big Les Paul fan as well, so there's, like, pitch shifting and different things in the guitars, and, you know, I just like those sorts of interesting sounds.
I can hear the locusts.
Locusts, too.
Intense.
Yeah, I mean, the locusts, I think, are really, at the time I didn't really think much of it, but I think now it's really kind of nice to listen to, because you know, in the, like, when you're in the winter time, you know, you can kind of think back to that time, and I always like know where I'm at with the, like, when I recorded these things and stuff, you know, it's I don't know, so.
Where were you when recording this song?
In an apartment that I lived in with my sister very briefly.
So you really moved around a lot while you were doing this, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just move like every 6 months, it seems like, just to random little places.
Mm-hmm. Do you just have like a MacBook and some microphones, or what's the deal?
I got a desktop, you know, mm-hmm. and I got a couple of mics, condensers.
Gateway 2000, real.
Well, it's pretty old. It's an old Dell.
Yeah.
I finally upgraded, but yeah, you know, I just record everything at home, and I just, the freedom that allows you, you know, it's just nice to have the time where... Like, I can get up on a Saturday morning and just record for, like, 9 hours straight and not have to pay anyone, not have to do anything. Just, like, it's my own little world. Nobody tells me if it's wrong or not, you know. Mm-hmm.
Does anybody try and ever tell you that it's wrong and you have to smack them down?
Maybe, post-process. Like, you know, maybe after the fact. But then it's too late, so it doesn't matter. You know? Yeah. I just go, hey, man, it doesn't even matter.
Why are you telling me this?
Why are you telling me? It's recorded. It's done.
Exactly. Joke's on them.
Joke's on them.
Joke's on them. Well, all right. This is, All the Pale Shades, I think?
Yeah, right.
Let's listen in a little bit. You know. So where are you at with Continents as far as like a performing entity?
You know, we're playing some live shows around town, sort of just locally. I'm still kind of trying to figure it out, you know. I would really like to, make it like more than I've ever done before or something. You know, I don't know. I'm just really interested in progression and like trying to figure something out that's more interesting than the last thing I've done, I guess, you know. Mm-hmm.
And, backing tracks, maybe Clarence Clemons on saxophone.
Yes.
Not that Clarence would ever be involved in something with backing tracks, but, you know.
Yeah. We're kind of doing because there's a lot of different sounds on the record that are hard to achieve live. And
locusts.
Just, yeah, just well, you know.
Bag of locusts.
Yeah. Bringing a bag of locusts. It's pretty, it's kind of hard to get them in there. So we're just kind of like trying to feel our way through it, you know, and try to do it live. I would like to, you know, kind of do this all legitimately and, you know, hopefully tour at some point, put out proper releases through proper sort of entities,
mm-hmm.
record labels and things, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
It still exists, right?
Yeah, record they labels. Exist. You know, I mean, I released this myself just because it's possible, you know. It's mm-hmm. just like get it out there and I think
and once it's out there, nobody can tell you it's not. It's
right, you know, it's out there.
It's done.
It doesn't even matter. That's the thing.
Well, cool. This is kind of winding down, so we want to make sure we get a good taste.
Two tracks,
here.
Yeah. There's two tracks
and,
left.
And this is called All Is Calm.
Just a spell and the light.
Was everything truly calm when you were writing this, Jim?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's hard to tell now.
Good answer.
Probably not. Well, probably, because when I record, you know, I'm in kind of my happiest spot, I would say. Uh-huh. If it's going well, you know, if I can come up with some kind of good ideas for things. Otherwise, I'm just totally pissed off, and I'm just, like, breaking stuff.
Do you go apeshit if people, like, interrupt you in your mode?
No. I mean, you know, I'm pretty much, like, probably, like, one of the more laid-back people I've ever met. So, you know, out of body.
I'm not sure if you're the best judge of that, though.
Hey, man, I can judge it. It's cool.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of really angry people out there who would say the same thing about themselves.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I try to have, like, a good out-of-body experience now and then just to take a look at myself.
That's what you tell the ladies, at least.
Yeah.
I'm a very calm person.
I can, you know? I can calm you, you know?
Wow, I feel calmed.
It's the only thing I'm able to do.
It's remarkable.
Yeah. So, all is calm.
All this calm. Yeah. And Land of Plenty is the name of the disc.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of connotation there, you know?
Yeah.
It's a very rich, historic context.
Yeah, I mean, I think it fits. I had the name. That song I wrote sort of over a year ago. That was kind of the first one of the batch that I wrote. And I don't know, like the name kind of stuck. And I felt like that was a good kind of representation of, like, a lot of the kind of theories about the world that I have or something. You know, it's like, I don't know, I kind of just, like, I'm really positively view things, you know. I just think, like, you know, if there's something that you want to do, you pretty much just go do it, you know. And and I don't know, there's just a lot of opportunity. And I think if you just, like, work really hard at something or, you know, whatever, if you do something really well, then you're just gonna, like, opportunities are just gonna pop up, you know. And so I think it's just kind of, like, trying to maintain, like, a positivity throughout the record.
Have you ever tried to do something really well and just not had it work out at all? Can you think of
an example where you've just fallen flat on your face? Yeah, when I was in kindergarten, or maybe third grade or something, I played soccer for a week, but a ball got kicked in my stomach and knocked the wind out of me, so I quit.
Well, that was probably a sign, though, and I mean,
I wasn't really that into it anyway, so I was just like, you know, all right, I'm out of here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Huh. So,
what sports do you favor nowadays?
Oh, sports question, huh? All right.
For playing,
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe frisbee.
That's hardcore.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just like a really heavy frisbee sesh.
Yeah,
heavy frisbee sesh.
Dude, heavy frisbee sesh. Yeah.
Can't go wrong, man.
Can't go wrong. Yeah. Right on. Being a person who believes in doing, acting on your impulses, what are your impulses these days in addition to, this record out there?
I don't know, just having fun. Like, having as much fun as possible, pretty much, you know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know? I mean, because, like, for a long time, like, I would write music. I mean, I've been writing songs for, you know, probably, like, 7 or 8 years, something like that. And I just would take myself really seriously for a long time. And, you know, just, like, play shows and, you know, just, like...
There was that goth album you put out.
yeah, totally.
Man, that was a total bummer.
Yeah, it was just dark and, yeah, depressing. Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, it's just, like, I just finally realized, like, man, you know, like, the only point to all this is just to kind of, like, put something, like, have fun and just, like, you know, try to express yourself in some way, you know, and I just want to have a good time with it, you know, so. Mm-hmm.
So if you got a party, hit up continents@live.com,
yeah.
Invite Jim.
Yeah, you've got a party, just let me know. I'll try to be there, and I'll try to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
It probably won't happen. I mean, I'll be nice, though. I'll be really nice and probably funny in some way. But that's another one of those experiences that you can't really judge, you know, on your own, you know?
Definitely, yeah.
Although I can. I will. I am now.
Do you have any good jokes?
No.
Hmm.
I'm total observationist, you know, observationalist.
Got it.
Was that the... Yeah, that's the word, I guess.
Don't know. Yeah.
I just... I pretty much just, like... make fun of something that... Well, I don't make fun, but I make a joke of something that somebody else has...
Situational
about.
Comedy.
Situational comedy, yes.
Seinfeld-esque.
Yeah, because I'm a huge Seinfeld fan.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Right on. What do you think of...
I got all the box sets.
Now, in the grand scheme of things, Curb Your Enthusiasm versus Seinfeld.
Well, I mean, Seinfeld's too classic. Although last night they had a Seinfeld reunion on Curb Your Enthusiasm. So,
are you effing kidding me?
Oh yeah, it was awesome.
That's unbelievable.
It was pretty good.
Did it sound as amazing as it is? It sound?
You know, it was yes.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, yes. Sure.
Okay. Well, I always have to wait for the DVDs to come out. I don't actually watch them.
Yeah, I mean, no. It's good though. It's
well,
good.
All right. This is almost over. This song is called Future Waves, yeah. And then we will close it out. And there you have it, Land of Plenty by Continents. Feel right. Free to pick up the actual album. It doesn't have us talking over it.
No. Yeah, yep. You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's out there somewhere, you know.
iTunes, something like that?
No, you know, I haven't put it on iTunes.
Bastards.
Right now it's at continentssounds.com. I just set up a little webpage for it.
Nice. Is it like a donation kind of thing, or is it?
I'm thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Right now you have to pay for it. But you know, it'd be kind of nice just to give it away, I think, maybe. Mm-hmm. But
Jim worked really hard on it, so
I try, you know. I mean, I tried to work really hard on it.
Yeah.
And I think I did. I put in about a year's worth of work on it, so
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's only 8 songs, so in a year that doesn't seem like much, but it's a lot of work. So
there's probably some calendar out there that's 8 months.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
8-month calendar.
8-month calendar. Well, so. I know I've asked you a lot of hard-hitting questions, Jim, and thank you for putting up with that. Sure. Is there anything else you want to share with our listening audience?
Just go to shows and, you know, support like all the local bands because they're really good. Well, most of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, a couple of them.
Are you going to see any this week in particular?
Yeah, I mean...
Or in the upcoming month or
I'm
so?
I'm trying to think. I don't really know what shows are coming up, but I'm sure I will. I mean, mm-hmm. I always like to see, like, Ad Astra play, you know, and those sorts of bands, you know, mm-hmm. local bands. Puddle of Mud. They're from
I don't know.
Somewhere.
It's probably not important.
Isn't it? If they're listening right now, I hope. Sorry.
Take Continents on tour.
Sorry, bros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what's it, Danny Carey? Tool, if you're listening. Continents would be a great match for Tool.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
Rotten Tomato Tour 2009.
Yeah, Rotten Tomato.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Well, you've been a good sport, Jim, and cool, best man. Of luck in your continued
sure,
endeavors.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.